Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Tuesday, June 27th, 2023. Per RBB reporting, the German Journalist Association, or the DJV, is extremely critical of the wiretapping of members of the last generation by Bavarian investigators. The Munich Prosecutor General's office had confirmed on Sunday that investigators had tapped telephone calls from members of the climate group Last Generation on their behalf. The Munich District Court had issued orders against members of the group, including for the surveillance of telecommunications, because of the initial suspicion of the formation or support of a criminal organization. And these orders were executed by the Bavarian State Criminal Police Office on behalf of the Public Prosecutor's Office. A number with a Berlin area code had also been monitored. Stefan Grimberg of DJV Berlin told RBB24 that conversations with journalists are subject to special protection and urgently advised to check whether there is actually an overriding interest with the law enforcement agencies. DJV National Director Frank Überall also questioned whether the fundamental right of freedom of the press had been weighed up carefully enough. Accordingly, he stated, referring to the Code of Criminal Procedure, wiretapping is only possible in the case of criminal offenses of considerable importance, and added that he could not imagine that what the last generation was charged with was so overriding that the fundamental right of freedom of the press could be restricted. He went on to say, quote, "This has to be dealt with. This is now a political task." Unquote. A spokesman for the Munich Prosecutor General's office said that the orders were not directed against journalists and remarked, quote, "However, they were affected by the measures due to calls made via the monitored telephone numbers." Unquote. He explained that before and during the surveillance, its appropriateness had been constantly examined, and that the Prosecutor General's office had come to the conclusion, just as it had before issuing the orders, that the measures were proportionate in light of the allegations of the crime. Representatives of the SPD and the left expressed criticism of the surveillance. Lars Castellucci, deputy chairman of the Interior Committee in the Bundestag, told the Tagesspiegel he believes the entire procedure raises questions about proportionality, and that these questions were directed not only at the authorities, but also at politicians. Dietmar Bartsch, the leader of the Left Party parliamentary group, assessed the wiretapping operation as part of the Bavarian election campaign and believes the wiretapping was completely inappropriate, and that it illustrates that it's wrong for prosecutors to be bound by political instructions. The German police union, on the other hand, justified the surveillance. Federal Chairman Rainer Wendt explained that the measures were authorized by independent judges, which can be reviewed at any time, even retrospectively. According to information from the initiative Deutsche Wohnen & Co. in Teignen, the Expert Commission on the Expropriation of Real Estate Groups plans to present its final report tomorrow afternoon. An initiative spokesman told the DPA, quote, "There were some questions in the interim report back in December that had not yet been finally clarified. We assume that the last doubts have been cleared up in the meantime. In the interim report, it was confirmed that Berlin can socialize and do so well below market value. We assume that the commission will continue to stick with it, and we have no reason to believe that anything should have changed." Unquote. As Berlin Briefing has previously reported, in a referendum on September 26th of 2021, a good 59% of voters had voted in favor of expropriating real estate companies with more than 3,000 apartments in Berlin. Afterwards, the then Red-Green-Red Senate had appointed the Commission of Experts, and since April of 2022, it has been advising on whether and, if so, how the request can be implemented. Based on the final report, the current Black-Red Senate wants to decide on its further course of action. In their coalition agreement, the CDU and SPD agreed to pass a, quote, "socialization framework law," unquote, in the event that the commission issues a, quote, "recommendation on socialization that conforms to the Constitution," unquote. The law is to set out criteria for appropriate compensation and for expropriation of public service business areas. In addition to housing, these include water and energy supply. Per the Black-Red Coalition's plans, the law is not to come into force until 2 years after it has been declared law. Before that, it's to be reviewed by the Federal Constitutional Court. The background to this is the experience with the rent cap law, which the constitutional judges in Karlsruhe subsequently put a stop to. The Planetarium am Insulaner will close for several years starting July 9th. The building located in Schöneberg is almost 60 years old, and as part of the renovation, it's to be converted into a modern educational center. Among other things, new LED projectors and a new projection dome are to be built. The Wilhelm Förster Observatory will remain open during the construction work. The so-called Superferien Pass for kids and teens up to the age of 18 became available in Berlin yesterday. The pass costs 9 euros, and with it, there is, for example, free admission to the zoo, the Natural History Museum, the Gardens of the World, and the Pritzergarten. Additionally, children with the pass have free admission to the swimming pools of the BBB during all school vacations from this summer until Easter of 2024. Additionally, there are around 230 other discounts, for example, for visits to other museums, boat tours, or sports activities. The Superferien Pass is available at many swimming pools, public offices, and Rewe stores, among other places. If you like our podcast, you can help others discover us by liking and sharing our episodes on social media. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.